The Mishnah in Ksubis on Daf Tzadites says, Shom hadayana shepichsu shtus o hosifu shtus mechvin bottle. Reb Shimon Gamaliel omer machvin kaim imkein mab koch bez din yafe. So the Vav explained that the Chavid Machlaikis is in what's the locha of mab koch bez din yafe is that tos is not mevatel maise bez din. And Chachamim hold that Tos, they disagree and they hold Tos is Mevatum, not Maisa Besen. But this is only speaking about of a Tos of Shtus or Yes Mishtus, more than a sixth. However, if it's Pachas Mishtus, so then even of the Chachamim, what would be even according to the Chachamim, there's machlokes rishonim about this, because the Talmid of Rabbeinu Yonah, in the Shita Mekubetzes, say that tos pachus mishtus is not considered a tos at all, because that's within the range of the real value. So that's not considered a tos. And so Alpidin, that's considered Mechila. And therefore it's the correct price. However, Toysis says in Gittin and Lamed Aleph, Toysis says that the Mandi Amma who doesn't hold from Makoich Bezdin Yofer agrees that if it's a tos of less than shtus, so the maisa bezin is kayim. So tos apparently holds that if it's a mistake less than shtus, it is considered a mistake. But the locha of makoich bezin yofer is that it's not mevatel maisa bezin. But according to them, therefore, tos pachus mishtus is considered a tos, and therefore, by a hedjet, that you don't have the regular person, you don't have the reason of makoch besen yofer. So the reason that you're not machzer the onor, and if it's a case of pachus mishtus, is we say it's an umdana that he's meichel. But that's only by a hedget. But by Bezdin, we need to come on to the locha of Ma Koich Bezdin Yafin, because the person doesn't have Das for Mechila. And it seems that in this machloikas, what's the locha of Pachis Mishtus? Is it that this Mechila is Agavra, or the Pachis Mishtus, since it's within the range, so it's Alpidin is considered Mechila, is machloik between the Rambam and the Ravid? In Perchov Tes from Hilchas Mechila Lachaches, because the Rav as relates to a cotton. The Rama says, "Cotton hayodei b'tiv masu matan she'ein lo apitroipus she'nosu v'nosu b'matal t'vatar dino kidin ha'godol pochus mishtus mechila shtus machse ono yesal shtus bottle mekach k'mo shebiyano." And the Rav is masig in the Rama that this can't apply to a cotton because k'tanu labnei mechila, and therefore. Even pochus mishtus should be bittel mekach. So apparently the Rambam thinks that tos pochus mishtus is this mechil al pidin, so it's within the range of the value, and therefore it's the mechil is kayim. And the Raiva thinks it's based on mechilas agavra, but since ketanim yasmi labne mechila, it would not work. So the other issue related to this would be, is there an Isa or no in Pochus Mishtus? So the Sefer Chinuch, Mitzvah Shin Lam Zayin, says that there's no Isa or no if it's Pochus Mishtus. So it must be because he thinks, there's no Isa or no because he thinks Pochus Mishtus is a mechila pidin, and that's the range, the right, so to speak, the right price, within the range of the right price, and that's why there's no bittel mekach, and it doesn't have to be machzor or not. However, it could be that the Rambam would think that maybe there is an iso nor even pochis mishtus, not like the chinuch, that even though in this relatively, this considers a small mistake, less than six, that it's within, as we said, it's within the right range and therefore it's the price. However, sof kol sof, the person was nisana, since it's a change from the exact price. And that's why by shliach, who made a mistake even by pochus mishtus, even a small amount, less than that, he has to be machzor or not, because that's considered that he's mishana for mishlichus. And he can say, l'tikuni tzitati chlo lavusi.